This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
The best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part 1.
Behind the scenes with a member of the show.
What is up, everybody? Happy Easter weekend. I'm joined by none other than producer Eddie.
What a great weekend.
Yeah, it's
Easter
a good
weekend is awesome.
You know, I really miss being a kid and getting to do Easter egg hunts. This is my favorite time.
But you can still do that. Well, get your friends together and go. You know, me and my wife, that's what we do. We hide the eggs. Do you want us to come over maybe in the middle of the night, hide eggs outside so you and your friends can wake up and look for eggs?
Oh, Eddie, that would make me so happy. But like, you're a dad. You have so much going on. You don't need to do that. But you know what I could do? I could just come join your family's Easter egg. Can you hide like 10 golden eggs for me? And they have like little alcohol bottles in them.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
What's your, what do you want? Like fireballs?
Tito's. I'm a Tito's girl. Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be fun. I could do it with the kids, but their specialty Morgan
eggs. See, then what happens though is like one of the kids will find the golden egg and be like,
this is where you tell
water.
Them, hey, golden eggs are Morgan's.
Yeah. Do not touch those.
It is a good weekend, but I do miss doing that. Okay. We got a lot that happened on the show this week. Lunchbox reviewed show members. We had Chris Tomlin in studio. Bobby admitted a purchase he made that he got roasted by his wife for. I talked about the man in uniform. We had a childhood movies draft.
A lot of good stuff this week.
So much happened. Lunchbox played board games for another chance to drive a Lambo. And we had employee of the quarter. So a lot there.
Lots of stuff.
It was a crazy week. And we got even more to talk about because, you know, what I like to do is take my segments that didn't make it to the show and they come here. It is what I call rejected segments.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, like, they make it. They make the big show.
Yeah, because we do put a lot of work and thought into ideas that we submit in the show.
Yeah.
Like, and if sometimes, do you ever have, like, dry weeks where you're just like, I've got nothing?
Oh, yeah. Like, when I don't do anything, I'm like, dang, I need to, like, go out and start some drama.
I know. I've thought about, like, I should steal something just so I can have something to talk about.
That's where I got to pull up things that have happened that maybe I didn't prep at the time because I needed some space. Yes. That's when I start to try and pull those.
Yeah, where I struggle sometimes is, like, whenever, because, like, I'll see something funny. Like, if I'm at like, I don't know, somebody's house for a get together and I see something funny. I'm like, ooh, I really want to talk about this, but I don't want them to hear it.
Exactly. You got to give space.
So I got to be like, I'll talk about it in 2 weeks.
Yep.
I'll not mention it. It was set at someone's house. I'll change the story around a little bit so they don't think it's them.
Yeah. This is some inside baseball for y'all, but like, especially with my dating life too, like I put some time in between those things that happen.
You need to.
Yeah. Because do most of the people that I date listen to the show? No. But I just need to protect them, even if I'm talking about a funny, whatever it may be, I just am going to protect them regardless.
And sometimes you change the gender of the person or kind of
I haven't done that in dating, but sure.
No, not dating. But like if I'm talking about like another parent, like, oh, I'll be the mom that did it. And no, I'd say it's the dad that did it.
Yeah. You got to change some details? Because you do got to protect your personal life a little
bit. Right. And then sometimes my wife is like, hey, that lady ignored me. Like, did you talk about them on the radio? Like, no, I swear I did it. I promise. Not this week.
I love how she has to always double check.
Yeah, it's like, what did you say?
Well, speaking of these rejected segments, is there anything for you? How are things in your life? Is there anything you've shared that you didn't get to talk about on the show?
Man, I think no. Like, my life right now is all basketball. And it's hard because, like, when there's so much of one thing happening in my life, that's all I could talk about. Like you said, like, I got to diversify, like, what I'm doing. I got to go, like, steal something. I got to go light my house on fire so I can say that I call the fire department. Like,
you went really, really far you know, with like, both of those. Something. It wasn't just like, let me go order some weird food. You're like, let me burn a house down right. And steal something.
How can I create the smoke in my house so the fire alarm goes off and I have to call the fire department? But no, I mean, you know, like, right now it's just all basketball. I did prep. That I sent in like a note that said, hey, like, have you ever had a sound stuck in your head? Because in the last 2 weeks in my head, it's been all basketball noises.
And like the dribbling, the hoops,
the pounding of the ball on the court and shoe squeaks.
Those shoe squeaks, man. Those.
I woke up in the middle of the night, Morgan, with that sound. I was like, what? Did I just hear somebody like walking downstairs?
Oh, that's
and
crazy.
No, it was just shoe squeaks that are still in my head. Because picture this. In these basketball tournaments that my kids are playing now, the first games could be as early as 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. And you show up and it's a big facility with 6 to 8 basketball courts. And they're just separated by mesh walls.
Oh, yeah. I remember that all too well.
And I don't know if you have sensory overload, but I have sensory overload. Like, I'm hypersensitive to lots of sound. Like, if my kids are all yelling at the same time, I have to be like, everyone just stop. Like, just stop talking. It's too much for me, or I have to get out of the room. And so imagine that for, I don't know, 10 hours a day, 2 days on the weekend.
Yeah, like, you can't tell them to get out of the room.
No. And it's just too much. And so by the time Monday comes around, I am like exhausted because my brain has just been overly stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just been my life lately.
So you're having basketball phantom sounds.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, to where I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, what was that? Somebody's dribbling a basketball downstairs? Like, what is that sound? And it's just in my head now.
That's crazy.
I've never
that's
had that
a lot
happen.
Of basketball.
It really is. It's too much.
Do you feel like that's their best sport, like, by far? Or?
So we've started, what we did with them is like, all right, play everything. You want to play soccer? Play soccer. You want to play baseball? Play baseball. I mean, youth sports is geniusly organized to where when one ends, the other one begins. And
yeah.
When one ends, the other one begins. And they can literally play every sport in the world. Because that's how the youth sports people have designed it.
Oh,
to
for
where
sure.
A kid can play sports all year round. And so when
I don't think it's until like freshman year or like maybe eighth grade where that kind of stops. Maybe middle school where that kind of stops.
Well, with us, it's just like when our little baby got old enough to play sports, we're like, oh, this is too much. Like, we can't be at three places at one time. So we told the older boys, like, you got to kill one sport.
Got it.
And they all killed baseball.
Okay, so none of them will be pro baseball players.
None of them want to play baseball. And I think mostly because they're bored.
That's fair.
You know, it's like innings and time and like, oh, I got to sit here. And kid pitch, like, kids just don't hit the ball very often.
Well, that's why. I don't know if you have any photos of them, but like when I was a kid and I played softball growing up, I pretty much played softball up until high school. And there were so many photos of me playing with the dirt in the outfield.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just chilling there.
And probably your mom and dad yelling, Morgan,
yeah.
Stop playing with the dirt.
But you're so bored. It doesn't get exciting until you start to get a little bit older and know what's going on.
Right. So the older ones are done. So now they play football and they play basketball.
Okay.
They've kind of just got rid of every other sport.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Well, which is cool for us.
Those are two solid ones. You got a fall and a spring sport.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But they do love basketball the most. And then football, I think that'll just kind of play out. We'll see. They love football, but I mean, when the hits get harder, they might kind of opt out.
Well, and I feel like football really becomes the kind of thing because for whatever reason, football players are just like great in high school. You know?
I know,
they get the
Everyone
popularity.
Yeah.
Friday Night Lights.
Yes.
There's all this feelings around
yes.
it. Like basketball,
yes.
it happens, but not to that extent.
Not really. No, it's football. If you're a football player in high school, like you're cool.
Yeah. And I didn't know if that shifted. Maybe that's just like when we were in school.
No, it's still
the
same.
Okay. So maybe as they get older, they're like, football's okay.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
Get the girls.
Yeah. But that's been what's going on in my life. You?
Oh, well, that's a fun one. I don't have much. I want wanted to know what was going on in yours, because all the rest of this stuff that I'm making you talk about are things that came randomly from mine.
Rejected segments.
Rejected segments. Because it didn't even make rejected segments. Right. So you get it now. Okay, I had this thought. I want to know what, like, job do you wish you understood more? And the reason I asked this is because I was seeing, like, the package deliveries happen, like UPS drivers and Amazon.
Yeah.
And I'm so curious. I know they have routes they have to go on, but how do they know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, house to house, what's the best route? Like, how does that all work? Do they have an app and it's like, you're going to go in this order and do these houses first?
Dang, that's a good question.
You know what I mean? Like, I never see them with their phones up and they have GPS going.
Yeah.
They just know where they're going.
Yeah.
And all, like, very rarely does a package end up in the wrong place.
Wow, that's really good.
And if it ends up in the wrong place, it's in the same area.
Sure.
Because they managed to get to that area, but I'm just so curious how they work.
I would imagine that there is got to be an app that says, this is your route. You're going to go down
and
this street.
And then it, like, perfectly
And then you're
going to
go
them.
Left, and then you're going to go right, and this is the house. And I think it marks the houses that they're at. My brother was a driver. One of my really good friends was a driver, and they figured it out.
Wait, so did they ever tell you, like, the ins and
outs?
I never asked them. I'm fascinated by
that. I never
asked
him. I can ask my brother.
Please do, because, like, I genuinely want to know how it works. Because I...
Do you want me to call him right now?
Yeah. This is how somebody, as somebody who's so directionally challenged, I can never fathom.
Let me see if he'll answer. He's probably at work. Hold on.
Is he driving right now?
No. He doesn't work. He doesn't do that anymore. Okay, he used to work for FedEx. So let me...
Yeah, I want to know, because even the mail people, they never have them either. And maybe mail people more often have a route. But I don't know about, like, Amazon. It's not always going to be the same route every day. I'm just so curious.
Okay, I'm calling him and see if he answers.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, I'm doing a podcast right now. And let me put you on speaker. I'm going to put you on speaker because I'm recording. I'm here with Morgan. Say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. Hey, so she has a question. She was like, a job that I've always been, she's always been interested in knowing is, like, delivery drivers, like FedEx drivers. How do they figure out their routes? Is it an app that you guys have that, like, it just automatically tells you where to go, or do you, as the driver, have to figure that out?
Back when I did it, we had to figure our own routes out. They had this technique that involved, like, a circle, and you had to get your parcel addresses together and kind of create a circular route, right? Like, from start point to end point in, like, a circle. Does that make sense?
That sounds so complicated. You're telling me there's no app for this now?
I mean, I don't know about now. I haven't worked at FedEx in a long time, but back then, that's what we did. We had to just look at the addresses and just kind of formulate our own route. Like the shape of a circle.
Did you ever, like, finish your route and be like, oh, crap, I forgot a whole, like, area?
No. Thankfully, no.
Okay.
So are you really good with directions and stuff? Because I'm very directionally challenged. Were you just really good at knowing where all these roads and different streets are?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I was working the area that I grew up in, so that helped. So, I guess I was familiar with the area, yeah.
Hey, what about your time frame? Like, did you have a deadline? It all had to be delivered by 5 o'clock? And, like, would people stop and talk to you and be like, hey, man, what's up? And you're like, dude, I got to go.
Yeah, do that. Like, the time constraints are pretty tight. You have to make your goals, and you've got a time frame every day. So sometimes you would, some people would talk to you, and you kind of have to just cut the conversation short and move.
That's wild. Well, thank you for the inside info. Like, I saw these drivers, I was like, I need to know how this works.
I told Morgan, I'm like, hey, you know what? My brother was a driver. Let me see.
I can't imagine drivers in big cities. Now, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, dude. I bet you now they got to have apps where, like, it's like, all right, this is your route. Like, just follow this line, and that's what you do.
Yeah, they probably use the GPS apps, like, the iPhone apps and such.
Yeah, but,
I can't imagine. I mean, Eddie, where we grew up, it wasn't that much of a cluster. You know, it's pretty wide open.
Right.
But, like, can you imagine, like, drivers in the bigger cities? Man, I can't. That's tough.
Well, yeah, and, like, having to individually, if you have to, like, individually plug in a GPS, think about, like, I put, like, 4 points on a GPS, right? You have 500 addresses that you have to put in your, I would die.
Hey, and back when you were doing it, you didn't have, like, the phone, like, you had to take a picture or whatever, like, of the package. If they weren't.
No, we didn't have today's cell technology. No way.
So sometimes you would just drop the package in the wrong, like, house and oh well?
No, I mean, the more that you would do your route, the more familiar you'd become with, like, you know, the houses and their house numbers and all that. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it takes a little practice, you know, to really get to know your route. But that's why most of these drivers, they're assigned a route, right? Because they know the area like the back of their hand, and, you know, they know where the houses are and such, which is the right house and not.
All right.
So fascinating. Thank you. No, thank you for the info. I really had questions.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks for rekindling the memories, man. Those are good times.
Yeah, she just asked it. I'm like, you know what? I know someone that would definitely answer these. And dude, I'm sorry, man. I did say like you weren't that smart, because I was like, there's no way that they had to like figure out these routes, because like you, Steve, I'm like, man, you guys are drivers. They weren't like the smartest dudes. There's no way that you guys.
He did totally insult you before calling.
Hey, my bad, dude. My bad.
Yeah, man. Testament that one can be taught, right?
Right. Okay, dude. Thanks. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Bye.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Hey,
like, it. Listen, I just love looking at just jobs that you see day in and day out, and you never know the ins sure. and outs of them. And that's one of them. I saw so many of them, and they are just so good at what they do. I know. I could never.
Yeah. I've thought about like grocery stores. Like, how do they keep everything fresh?
Right.
You know, like, is there a deadline on the stuff? Like, and like, who orders everything? Like, hey, we need more Rice-A-Ronis. Like, we need four more. I just noticed.
And does it come overnight?
Yeah.
Is it really quick, or do they have to wait several days? Yeah.
And like meat, that would stress me out. Like, mm-hmm. I can't buy that much pork chop, because like I only sold two pork chops and I had to throw away like 10 pork chops.
Yeah, it's like the ins and outs of just everyday life that I've never, you see, and everything functions as it should.
Right.
And it just one day I was just really thinking about a whole lot of jobs, and that was one of them.
What's funny is when people are like, I'm going to start a business. I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. And then they like start like looking into like, oh crap.
What, are you speaking for yourself or your chicken business?
I've done this. Yeah. Well, I mean, just even when I looked into chicken business, it's just like, holy crap. I got to look at storage. I got to have refrigerators for the chicken. I got to ship the chicken. I've got to work with what kind of relationship do you have with a shipper? Who's your shipper?
Oh, and like, all the regulations that are on
the
you?
The regulations. Like, where do you get that? And where do you store that? And like, who's going to do that? It's a lot.
Yeah, so true.
So when you hear of operations, like, you're right. Like, mm-hmm. delivery, Amazon, FedEx, UPS, all this stuff. Like, it's an operation where I'm sure that when they first started, they're like, oh, crap, we got to figure this out. That's not going to work. And to now, they're like, we got it.
Yeah, isn't that crazy just how far we've come?
That's such a cool thought.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about it that way. Yeah. You just made it that much cooler remembering on your brother.
Like, I know exactly who can answer this.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Okay, so we just talked about like cool things and how far we've come, which is really ironic because what I actually had not even intending for that to be where that went, but you know, I think a lot about living in the future and just where we're at in 2024, and we have so many advancements. But there is one thing, like, I don't appreciate living in this moment, and maybe this will spark something in you to be like, yeah, this is mine.
Okay.
For me, it's allergies. I have allergies. Yeah. My dog has allergies.
I have allergies.
Has allergies. Like, everybody you know has
allergies.
We all
have allergies.
And I don't feel like in the 90s, even in the early 2000s, I had allergies.
Well, that's probably because where you lived.
I mean, maybe, but like now I go back to Kansas, it's still a little rough there now, but
you have
it never
allergies
used
in Kansas
to be.
Too?
It never used to be.
Huh.
You know what I mean? And maybe it's because I've developed it in Tennessee and I bring whatever.
Yeah, I've had allergies my whole life.
Really?
I used to, even like when I was in fourth grade, I had to go do allergy shots.
Do you feel like it's the South?
I don't know, because
like the humidity of it
all?
Have you
ever done the allergy test that Bobby talks about where they scratch?
Heck no, that looks awful.
No, it's terrible. It's the worst. And I'll never forget it. I mean, it happened when I was in third grade and I'll never forget it. Like they scratch your body, like your arm. I think it was my arm. And they would just do like, here's pine, here's oak, here's grass, here is dust, here is so whatever. And I would have 50 scratches on my arms. And then they would come back in like 20 minutes and see how each one reacted. And my whole arm would be freaking like blown
and
up.
Isn't that painful?
And you can't scratch it.
Oh, heck no. I don't have self-control like that.
It itches and I'm like, it hurts so bad and you can't scratch it. But that tells you what you're allergic to. And my whole arm was like, well, everything. So in South Texas, I was allergic to mesquite. I was allergic to whatever grass. And then when I came to in Austin, I was allergic to cedar. And in Austin, there is cedar everywhere. When I moved to Nashville, it's like there's a whole different pollen that I've never had that I'm allergic to. So it never ended with me.
Well, and maybe that's the case. Maybe I'm a little bit uninformed in it, because for growing up in Kansas, for whatever reason, maybe it's because it was so windy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody with much smarter education on this would probably be able to tell us. But I just feel like people, like you meet everybody and they probably have at least one allergy to something.
Yeah.
Like
I'm
allergic to gluten I'm sensitive to all these things. And whether it's the way stuff has changed over the years or whatever,
sure,
it is the one thing that I think about where I'm like, dang, I really liked being very unaware as a kid. And I did not care about anything. And I was not allergic to anything.
Well, and what's funny, too, is like just being sick, right? Like when we were younger and we got sick, it's like, oh, you just have a cold.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you just have a cough. Like, it's fine. But now we're older and we're like, I got a cough and like, I can't go to work with this cough. And so I have to go to the doctor and they're like, oh, you have this and you have that. And then you take antibiotics and then you take too many antibiotics. And you're like, well, I can't take that many antibiotics. But as a kid, you're just like, whatever, you know, like no big deal.
Yeah.
So it's just a whole different thing when you're older that you have to like.
And maybe that's it. You get older
and you care more about your body.
Yeah. And you're more aware of what's going on and stuff. It could be all of that. But just for like, Remy's literally allergic to grass.
This dog is allergic to everything. I mean, she's a dog. Like
she has to go to the
she
bathroom.
She has to poop. That's her toilet. It's like if you're allergic to a toilet.
And Hazel was losing hair because she was allergic to what? And I'm like, these poor animals are like, what am I going through?
I know.
And like, hey, Remy never had that when we were in Kansas. So it very much could be a regional thing.
And then you wonder too, like dogs, right? Like they're like, if they were not domesticated, would they be like, oh man, allergic to this grass. I can't poop here. Like,
oh no, Remy. This is what's funny about her. She intentionally rolls in the grass. It's like she knows she's not supposed to. I'm like, you're going to be itchy.
What's funny, dogs like, I think dogs don't care. They're just like, whatever. It's like me and lactose intolerant.
Yeah, you're like,
dairy.
I'll just take the hit.
I'm just like, whatever, man. You know what? I can't eat ice cream. I'm going to pay for it. I'll just do it anyway.
Yeah. So that's mine. That was something where I'm like, you know what? Maybe I don't like this advancement of where we're going.
Yeah.
Did it spark anything for you?
I mean, no. I mean, I was with you on this, on just kind of like being sick and allergies for sure. You're going to hate me on this, but I just feel like social media.
It's fair. I'm not going to hate you. It's fair.
But that's like you. That's like your life. That's what you do.
It is. But it's also if it goes away tomorrow, I'll figure something
else
out.
I hear people talk about it all the time. We're just like, man, like it's so bad and people need to just stop with social media. There's online bullying. There is the syndrome imposter syndrome. And then there's like the whole, you don't think your life is good enough because of everyone else that you see. Mm. You're always comparing yourself to other people. All that. And like, I'm not fazed by any of it because I don't spend that much time on it. You always make fun of me because I don't post a lot. Like, I just don't.
Okay. I don't make fun of you. I just encourage you to because, like, you kind of need to.
I know. I really should. But to me, it's kind of like, I'll take a picture. I'm like, oh, that's funny. I'll post that. And then I'm working on the caption. I'm just like, man, I've spent 10 minutes on this caption and I really got to go. Like, I've got to do something. And
like, I don't have time for this.
And I didn't tag Bobby on this. And I didn't tag Morgan on this. I'm just like, I got to go back and tag that. And by that time, I'm just like, this is stupid. Like, this is way too much time. And I feel as I get older, it's just like, I hate where social media is going because everyone does it. And everyone, like my wife, not to throw her under the bus, but like at the end of the day, it's our time to hang out. All the kids are in bed and she just wants to scroll. And she's like, let me scroll.
Like, it's so true though, because she didn't get to do it all day.
She's like, I didn't get to scroll all day. I'm like, well, I didn't scroll either, but I want to hang out with you. And she's just like, I enjoy like just scrolling.
Yeah. Mindless scrolling.
Mindless scrolling. And I'm just like, man, I hate this, because I think we all do love to scroll. We all do love to see what our friends and families are doing. We all love that part. But I think at the same time, it does take a lot of time away from our lives.
Mm-hmm. You're not wrong.
So it's a tricky one.
No, but you're not wrong. And I respect it and I understand it.
Yeah.
Like, I do love it, but I also do feel like I've learned a balance to be like, okay, you need to live your life a little bit. You can come back.
Because at one point in your life, you were like always on it.
Oh, and I still am, because I have to be. Yeah. You know, that is part of my job. But I have gotten really good at, I'll capture content and I'll post it later. I'm not worried about posting it in that moment anymore or whatever. I'm like, if I post this 2 weeks from now, whatever.
Okay, I do that too, but how do you remember it?
I have an ongoing list in my notes of like things I've put together.
So smart.
To be like, oh, I need something to post today. Okay, I'll do that one.
Because I'll go back and look at pictures like from a month ago and be like, oh, I meant to post that one. I never did.
That's where you post the little dumps. You do the whole dump.
When you're like October.
Yeah, you do the little dump. You're like, here's my whole month.
Okay.
You get it. You'll get there.
I'll get there. No, I probably won't.
Okay,
I do
want to tell you something. I feel like, you know how we, speaking of phones, that they're always listening?
Yes, 100%.
I feel like we got a big brother situation happening.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you what happened.
Oh,
and
no.
You helped me draw a conclusion.
Okay.
So the other day we were in studio with Amy, and I asked her, because I'm wanting to paint a room in my house. I'm like, you got any painters? Because I really need someone to come paint this room.
I know what you're thinking.
I'll send you one. And I'm like, okay, no big deal. I get home that afternoon. There's a little like painting brochure on my door. Never had one in my whole life of living there at the house. Like, okay, that's a little weird. No big deal. Next morning, I come to work. I'm leaving work. And in my car door is a business card for another painter.
Yeah. It's not the same painter?
All of these are different. All of them are different.
See, that's weird, because like, I get it online. There's, yes, you know,
on
your phone, it's listening. It sends it to all the cookies or whatever, and sends it to all these marketers, and like they get it to a painting place and whatever. I understand that. In person, though?
That's what I'm saying. And all in the same 24 hours?
Whoa. Coincidence or not?
I don't feel like it is. I genuinely feel like somebody's either following me
or
being watched.
Here's what's weird about it, a painting company.
Yeah, like, and never in my life. I've never brought this up. I've never had brochures on my door. On my car, never.
Did you talk about it on this podcast?
No. The only time I mentioned it was literally in between a break to Amy. Like, hey, can you send me your
payment? Okay, not on air.
No,
not,
nothing on air.
So who would be the big brother? Who would have leaked that information? Or is it like microphones in the studio?
Yeah, it could be the cameras in the studio then it went somewhere else.
The cameras in the studio.
But to do it in person, I get it if you did it on my phone.
Could it be Lunchbox?
Oh, crazy.
Could it be, hear me out. Could it be that Lunchbox overheard you guys? Because sometimes the microphones are on and he hangs out in the little green room.
He does.
With Scuba and like he heard, and his cousin, a relative, a family member.
Does he have three different cousins that paint? three different people.
That owns a painting company. And maybe they help each other out. It's a little painting community.
You know, I did never figure out who did the penis thing to me.
Excuse me?
The penis candies that were left in my coat jacket. And this penis sucker that was left in my purse. Well,
hold on. Don't ever call me that again.
I wasn't calling you it. I brought it up on the show.
So you did? I don't remember that. Oh my gosh, Morgan. I don't remember that.
And I was like, somebody left this stuff and I have no idea
and
who did it.
Don't ever call it a penis sucker. It's not.
That's what it is.
No, it's not. It's a penis lollipop. Okay, that's the same thing.
It's literally the same. I'm like, what did I say differently?
It's the same thing.
And I still don't know
that's
that.
That's
so
weird,
like,
man.
Is somebody just like following me and
that's
messing
weird, but
me?
I got the painting one too in my car.
You did?
Yeah. I think we all did. Somebody came to our garage and like bombarded
our cars.
Isn't
that weird within the last 24 hours of
that
same thing happening?
That's very strange. Can I ask for a follow-up on another note? That is very weird. I'm not dismissing that. It's very weird.
That's fine. I don't have a conclusion.
Yeah, we don't have conclusions. I think it's Lunchbox's cousins. But is there an update on your little ghost on your camera?
Oh, I think he left me a long time ago.
He did?
Yeah. Aww. He hasn't been back.
Man.
He lingered for like 2 weeks.
This was the ghost on your
It was
door
like
cam.
A little what you guys call dust or a rain bubble, it was but he was not.
It was water. It was dripping
for
down.
For 2 weeks? It dries. Water
Drew,
dries.
But the dew happens every morning. I don't know if you wake up. You wake up early.
Yeah, but it wasn't in the same spot.
It was. No, I know. It moves around. Different spots.
Oh, my goodness. Whatever. It was
what
a little ghost.
What did you call your orb?
Orb. It was an orb.
Your little
and it was
orb.
Floating around.
And he left you.
I would like to say that I also had a blue jay and a cardinal lingering around the same spot. So.
What does that have to do with anything?
I mean, they say that blue jays and cardinals are like reincarnated.
That's right. That's right. Forgot about that.
So like between those and the orb, something was happening
in
that space.
Please don't lose it. You're already losing it. Like,
I'm not. It was an orb and it kept showing up. But no, he left me.
How beautiful are blue jays though?
They're so pretty, but they're really mean.
They are?
Yeah. They're notorious, I think, for being mean. I'm going to Google that to make sure I'm not
getting
that.
Yeah, like before they get canceled by the bluebird community, like don't say stuff like that. You don't know that.
I think my dad told me that. Yeah. Blue jays can be very aggressive to other birds. They sometimes raid nests and have been found to have decapitated other birds.
What the? They're like serial killers?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I think they're
wow.
Kind of mean. Not all the time.
That's crazy because they're so beautiful.
Yeah. And it says they appear like... It says, while they appear to be bullies who push others away and greedily grab all the food they can, blue jays are cool towards their own kind.
Oh, of course. So they're racist. So they're racist serial killers.
I knew there was something with them. But I do think they're cool birds, though. Other than that, that's just they make a little bad rap.
Yep, yep, yep.
You're welcome for putting that. Between that and the fact that... there's a lot of bird things that have happened on our show, so I'll just stop talking.
Okay.
Is that all you wanted?
We'll move on.
Is that the update you wanted?
We'll move on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to take one more quick break. We'll be right back.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
All right, let's talk about our lives. Not
more?
Kind of currently. Yeah.
More?
Well, yeah, we're staying on that topic.
Okay.
These are all similar but different.
Okay.
So, what is one decision of your life? We often always talk about regrets and the things that we wish we didn't do or whatever.
Yes.
But that's not what I'm asking you.
Okay, no.
I'm asking you, what is one decision of your life that you would never take back? Like, you're so glad it happened. Good or bad, you're so glad it happened.
Ooh. Gosh, there's a lot.
I know. And this is tough. This is like the one where you're like, if they took everything else back, this
there's
is the one I hope they leave.
Because I don't really think about like what could have been a lot. Like, I don't ever think of like, oh man, what if like I married this person instead of my wife? Like, what if, then I would have completely different kids. Like, I never do that.
That's a good thing because what ifs can be very dangerous.
Yes. So I never do that. What if I didn't take that job? What if I did? Oh man, I would have been a millionaire. Like, I don't do that crap. But I mean, I do love... And it's hard. Adoption is so hard. And the fact that we adopted our two kids is like amazing. And I'm so glad we did it. But it's sometimes when we're in it, like when we're in the weeds, like sometimes when I'm really like upset and overwhelmed, I feel like I'm always just like, oh my gosh, why did we do this? Like, why do I have like four kids right now? Like my life is freaking chaos and money is hard. Like they're all so expensive, like all this stuff. Right. But then I talk to people like afterwards or whatever, like, and they ask me about like, so you adopted, and I tell them the whole story. And it's always like, yes, I remember now like why I did it, because it is amazing. And I don't really look at my kids and be like, oh gosh, like what did I do? I don't do that. But sometimes life just gets really, really, really hard.
Yeah.
And I'm always just like, gosh, did we do the right thing? Like, am I being a good parent to them? Am I like, are we what they need? You know, and there's a lot of doubt in it just because it's so hard. But when I do tell the story and I talk to other people, and like, then you see them playing sports or you see them doing something that they never would have ever done, you're like, okay, this is why. And like, I'm so glad we did it.
I saw you getting a little emotional.
Yeah, I do get emotional. I do get emotional because, like, man, they're just like innocent little guys, and like, they had no choice in any of this. And I know their life is hard. Their life is so hard. And our job and what our decision was to make their life better and to like give them a loving home and show them what love is, unconditional love, and that their lives do matter, and that their dreams do matter, and their needs do matter. And like, and what's really cool is my biological kids are just like, they never think about that. They're so like, it's just normal. These are my brothers.
Yeah.
Like, these are my bros. Like, they don't think about that stuff. And it makes me kind of like sad that I actually do think about that, because, you know, I don't want to think that, but some days is just really, really tough. And I'm just like, gosh, what if, like, I don't know, what would my life be like? What would our life be like, you know, if I didn't have four mouths to feed, you know, or trying to get them in school and like trying to like, you know, our little one's trying to get in school right now, and you know, not every school accepts him. Like, not every school is like, we'll take him. And so it's a lot of stress on us. And then while we're working on that, the three other ones are kind of suffering, like, hey, what about us over here? Mm-hmm. So that's the time I'm always kind of like a little just worried that we can't do it, but we've done it and we're doing it. And it's a good thing that we did it.
Well, and I think that's human. I think the feelings you're experiencing are very human. And it's also very vulnerable of you to share that you go through those feelings.
Yeah.
I'm not a parent and I can't at all relate, but I can empathize and understand that I don't think you're alone in that. I think that's pretty common to think like, am I doing the right things? Am I going to mess them up? What's going to happen here? I think those are all very valid feelings, and you're human.
Yeah.
Well, like, we always, you know, as kids, you put your parents on pedestals and you forget that they were also a kid once and they're now an adult, but they still don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Especially as you get older, you start to realize we're all just fumbling through. Right. You're just a different age fumbling through.
Yeah.
And what you're experiencing now, they're going to see later. And it always comes full circle in that matter, you know? So I don't think any of those feelings are invalid. And you can still feel, this is something I will never take back, while also being, oh, this is really hard. Like, one thing, anything I've learned in my adult life is like, two things can always be true. And most of the time, those two things are very vastly different.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of you for owning that.
Thank you. Yeah. And my wife's like, she's the opposite. She's just like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, this is our life.
Yeah. But you have to remember too, there are those things for her. It's just not with them.
Right.
There's something else for her those different feelings mm-hmm. you're having about this, mm-hmm. she's having about something else.
Yeah.
And just because she's not about this doesn't mean you're a bad dad or you didn't do the right thing or whatever it may be. She just feels differently. She's more, maybe a little bit more passionate about this. Mm-hmm. And I think that's always been the case. She's the one who kind of got you guys in this direction.
Yeah.
And for you, you're more passionate about other things. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you balance each other out. That's why you work as a team.
It's funny you say that too, because I've never thought of myself as like a good dad. Like, I've never, you know, I mean, I didn't grow up thinking like, I'm going to be a good dad. Like, I grew up just thinking like, ooh, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to like be this kind of person, but never was like, I'm going to be a good dad. And so as life goes on and you have two kids and then you adopt two more and you're just like, dang, I'm a dad. Like, and they're looking at me every second of the day. Like, that's It's crazy. You talk about Big Brother. They're looking at you every second of the day.
Watching every move you make.
Watching every move you make. Watching every reaction that you have to something. Like if I'm watching sports and I'm like, come on. Like what are you doing? Like 30 seconds later, you hear one of them go, come on. What are you doing? And I'm just like.
Little mini-me's for a reason.
Mini-me's. And then so I have to just tell myself like, you got to watch that. Like they're looking at you and they're going to copy you. And they're going to sometimes guide their life. Their life is like when they live their life, they're going to remember like, how did dad do that? Like, oh, okay. Like this is what dad did. And so it's a lot of responsibility. And I'm always constantly being like, am I doing the right thing here? But also, I think I am.
Also a good reminder for you. Half of the battle and things that we face is recognizing it and being aware of it.
Yeah.
And you already are.
Yeah.
You've already got half of it done.
Yeah.
You know, so you're constantly aware. You're constantly trying to do better. And now all you have to do is just take that next little step like that. You already took the big step.
Mm-hmm.
The next part is like the little one to like really finish the zipper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've already done the hard work and you've already done all of that for yourself.
Thanks, so Morgan.
You're doing better than you think you are.
Yeah.
You always are.
Clearly. And that's what I'm saying, too. Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously, this was awesome. The decision was awesome. Like, and we're doing awesome. There's just hard times in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And that's with everything in this life.
Oh, yeah. That's just life.
That's just life. And we're in it. And we're in it, baby.
That's a good one. See, I never try to intentionally make people emotional. It just kind of happens.
I know.
We talk about some things and it's like talking to friends.
Well, how often do you just kind of like start talking about stuff like that? You don't.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I like really retrospective questions. Like I really like to look at things and how things work.
What I've noticed about you is, and we're a lot alike in this way, is that you're a deep thinker.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not a surface person.
No,
you're not. I just want to know how you're doing today. No, you're like, you want to know how someone is doing today and why are they feeling like that today?
Mm-hmm.
And what can I do to help?
We're empaths.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever identified as that, but very much so. Like empathy is a very strong quality trait in people.
Yeah.
And when they have empathy, whew, it's hard
because
it's also hard because you feel everything very deeply.
Sure.
Good and bad. So. Maybe you relate to that too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you've ever looked into that side of things.
Not really, but I mean, I'll keep my eye out for that.
Yeah, I think you're going to start picking up and be like, dang it.
Oh, Morgan's right again.
She shouldn't have told me that. Mine goes along the lines with adoption. It's when I adopted Remy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was not in a place to adopt a dog. I was just out of college. I just bought my first car. I just got my first job. First of everything. I'm living at my parents' house. I do not belong in the realm of getting a dog. In fact, I was volunteering at the Humane Society because I shouldn't have gotten a dog.
Wow.
Like I knew so much that I wanted to be around animals, but this was not the time in my life. And she came in and I had tried to get my parents to come look at her because they were looking at getting a second dog. I was like, I feel like she'd be perfect. And so my parents came
up. How old were you?
So I was just out of college. I think I might've been
like
22.
Okay.
Maybe 21, actually, probably.
Okay.
No, it was 21. I hadn't turned 22 yet. And when they came up on a Saturday, like Kansas Humane was closed, but I was volunteering. I was walking the dogs and I said, just come up at the end of my shift and I'll bring her out to the playpen. And when we brought her out there, my parents were like, Morgan, that's your dog. Like, I know you want us to get her, but like, she loves you. She's already chosen you. And I'm like, I can't, that's just not a possibility right now.
Yeah.
And then so I got home and I was kind of really upset about it because I was like, dang, this could be like my dog and it's just not the time for me. And my parents, but I called and I was like, hey, can I just put a hold on her? Because she still had to go through spay and everything. And I was like, can I just put a hold? If everything goes, like, then I want at least first right to say yes. And they're like, yeah, sure. And I put down a little like down payment on her, like $40. And
it's a lot of money back then.
Yeah, it was a lot of money to me as like a 21-year-old just starting her job. And I came back home like that next day and my parents had gotten a little pin and wherever and were like, you should get her. Like, you have our support if you want to get her. And I was like, really? Cried, adopted her like immediately. I was like so nervous for the 3 days. She went through her spay. I was like, is she going to make it? She's a puppy. I have no idea. And then she did. And like the rest is history. And I just would have.
That's awesome.
Like not in the realm of what should have happened at that time in my life.
Right.
But her being a part of my life is the best thing that ever happened.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you guys are like one and the same.
Oh yeah. Like she is my soul, my heart dog for sure. They say you always have like one of those in your life and she's mine.
And you believe that she, like you're kind of the same person, right? Like
I think
do you think you look like her?
I think you can. Right? Like, because when I wear my
about
curly
this.
Hair,
we talked, yeah. We talked about this, how, like, you're kind of your dog.
Yeah, well, like,
Because I said, like, my dog's, like, kind of crazy, and you're like, there we go.
They pick up on our personality traits, uh-huh. and they become like us. Yeah. Maybe not when you first get them or have them, but over time, they're adjusting to your life.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, that happens with people.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it happen with animals?
Exactly. And those are animals that are literally watching your every move, sure. much like kids.
Again, same deal.
They're like, I'm doing what you're doing.
Oh my gosh. So Remy, like when she wakes up, she yawns too. Like, oh.
Oh yeah. But Remy doesn't get out of bed. Like, I'll wake up. She's like, I ain't getting up.
You do your thing. I'm not moving.
Sure, like to a T. So yeah, I wouldn't take that back, even though it probably wasn't the best point in my life.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, that's not in our control.
No, it was perfectly divine.
And the way your parents said it, I love it. It's just like, you may not think this and you want us to get her, but like, this is your dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then 10 months later, she was moving down to Nashville with me. Like, well, yeah. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
Crazy part. Okay. Well, we're going to head over to listener Q&A now that Eddie and I are all like emotional.
I know. We're good. We're good now.
Deep breath.
Yeah.
We're going to go answer some questions for y'all. All right. See you over there in a little bit.
We're headed that way now.
We are. They'll be over there in a little bit, though. Yeah.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend. Go follow the show on all social platforms.
@ Bobby Bones Show. And follow @ Webgirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.